Hi, I'm Adam Dickens, founder of Rocksight. I was invited to present this work at the Nature Conference in Paris, Redefining Healthcare in the Age of AI, at the Sorbonne, September 2026. Give me about 10 minutes and I'll walk you through what we did, what we found, what we did not find, and why I think it matters for anyone who has to decide whether a clinical AI model can be trusted. Let me start with the headline, because it is the whole story in two sentences. Pooled validation found nothing. Stratified by hospital size, it did. First, what Rocksight is. Rocksight is an independent adversarial validation layer for clinical AI. We do not build the model. We attack the model on terms that are fixed before the data is opened, and we record the run so that a third party can check that the attack was real. That last part matters. Anyone can say they validated a model. We want the validation itself to be something you can verify without trusting us. Why sepsis? We needed a well-studied target with a contested failure mode. Sepsis prediction qualifies. The standing concern in the literature is that these models do not learn biological deterioration. They learn care process intensity. In plain terms, they learn that a patient is getting a lot of attention, a lot of orders, a lot of labs, and they call that sepsis. If that is true, the model is reading the clinicians, not the patient. So here is the setup. We retrained sepsis models of the type published in the literature on four public ICU datasets. MIMIC IV, 65,241 admissions. MIMIC III, 44,091. EICU, CRD, 136,864. And the PhysioNet Challenge, 2,864. And the PhysioNet Challenge, 2019, 40,310 admissions in total. XG Boost, 300 trees, Depth 6 5-fold stratified cross-validation, Seed 42. No vendor was audited. No deployed system was touched. This is about the procedure, not about anybody's product. The procedure has four steps, and I want to be precise about them, because the steps are the product. Step 1. Pre-register. The hypothesis, the analysis plan, and the numeric thresholds were locked and timestamped on the Open Science Framework on the 11th of March 2026, before any data access. Not the hypothesis alone, the numbers. The exact value that would count as confirmed, written down before we had seen a single row. Step 2. Probe. Do not benchmark. We did not build a leaderboard. We ran four adversarial checks. Label instability. Care process confounding. Feature ablation. Synthetic discrimination. Four locked tests. Four datasets. 16 verdicts. Step 3. Record everything. Every run emits a manifest with the seed, the library versions, the platform, per phase, JSON, a warnings file, and a summary. The primary run is run _2026/03/14_15/3526_15/3526_9A64. Step 4. Attest and publish. The record is signed with ED2519. The data stayed under PhysioNet credentialed access and never left its host. And the results were published in whichever direction they fell. That is the part most validation never does. Now the confirmatory results. Four phases, each with a rule locked in advance. Phase 1, ground truth stability. The rule, confirmed if the mean Jaccard between sepsis definitions is below 0.50. MIMIC IV came in at 0.5124, not confirmed. MIMIC 3, 0.4281, confirmed. EICU, 0.4482, confirmed. Challenge 2019 came in at 0.3042, which looks confirmed, but it is an artifact. Challenge 2019 carries no ICD billing codes, so two of its three pairwise Jaccard terms are structurally zero. We do not count it, and we say so. Phase 2. Feature dependence. The rule, confirmed if removing the care intensity features, drops AUROC by more than 0.15. The drops were 0.0027, 0.0137, 0.0760, and 0.0292. Not confirmed anywhere. The models did not fall apart when we took the care process features away. Phase 3. Care intensity universality. The rule, confirmed if a model built on care intensity features alone reaches an ROC above 0.70. 0.66, 0.61, 0.66, 0.69. close, in one case very close, but not confirmed in any data set. Phase 4, synthetic validation. The rule, confirmed if a discriminator cannot tell synthetic from real, with ROC below 0.60. 3 data sets, not confirmed. Challenge 2019, 0.4598, confirmed. So the tally. 4 of 16 pre-registered tests confirmed, or 3 of 16 once the challenge artifact is removed. Ground truth instability was confirmed in 2 of the 3 cohorts that carry billing labels, and on the confirmatory analysis, the care process shortcut hypothesis is not supported. I want to sit on that for a second. We went in expecting to find the shortcut. We had a hypothesis, we had thresholds, and the pooled pre-registered test said no. We published that. If your validation procedure cannot return, not confirmed, it is not validating anything. Then we kept going, and this is section 3 of the results, and it is labeled in red letters, post hoc, not pre-registered. Everything I am about to say is hypothesis generating. It ran after the confirmatory verdict was recorded, and it does not change that verdict. First, phase 3 by estimator. The pre-registered primary was logistic regression, and it fell short of 0.70 in all 4 datasets. When we ran the same phase with XGBoost as a sensitivity analysis, it cleared the threshold in all 4. Care intensity features alone reads 0.72 to 0.73, so the answer too, can you predict sepsis from the workup alone, depends on the estimator you locked. Second, and this is the one that changed how I think about validation, we recomputed phase 2 within EICU, stratified by hospital bed count. Pooled, the ROC drop was 0.0760, well under the threshold. Under 100 beds, 8,373 admissions, the drop is 0.1543. It crosses the locked threshold. 100 to 249 beds, 0.0869. 250 to 499, 0.1036. 500 or more, 0.0660. The trend is not monotonic, rho minus 0.1543. It crosses the locked 3120, 4 pins. I am telling you that a dependence that is invisible at cohort level may concentrate in small community hospitals. Then we looked at what the model is actually using in EICU community hospitals. 101,278 admissions with SHAP attribution. Physician order rate is the most important feature in the model. Mean absolute SHAP 1.129, 4.6 times the next feature, and the top feature for 51.6% of patients. And the dependence rises as hospitals shrink. Academic 0.0489. Teaching 0.0489. T-point intercept 28572. Community 0.0853. How should you read that? The way the results tell you to. None of it was pre-registered. It suggests the 0.15 threshold was set too high and the pool design was too coarse. That is a study to pre-register, not a claim to make here, and that is exactly what I want to do next. The discussion is short. The pooled pre-registered test found nothing. A stratification by hospital size found a dependence exceeding the same threshold. Pooling is the default in clinical AI validation, and pooling is exactly where this would have been missed. The limitations are real, and I will say them out loud. Retrospective secondary analysis. Jaccard is intersection over union, not percent agreement. Features are whole stay aggregates, which inflates ROC. And the biggest one, I am an AI systems architect, not a clinician. Clinical interpretation of this needs collaborators, and we are looking for them. The conclusion. A validation procedure that cannot return, not confirmed, is not validating anything. A procedure that only ever reports pooled results can fail to fail. Both are properties of the procedure, not of sepsis. Everything I just said is checkable. The pre-registration is on OSF, 9TBJM, dated the 11th of March. The preprint is on MedRxiv version 2, 17th of March. The code is on GitHub under Apache 2. The page you are on, rocksite.com/Sorbonne, has a section called How to Falsify This, with 5 specific ways to prove me wrong. If you do, I will publish the correction on that page with your name on it. Now the pitch, and I will keep it honest. If you run a hospital, or you are the CMIO, the CNIO, the person who signs off on a clinical model, you have probably been handed a validation report written by the people who built the model on a benchmark they chose. What I am offering is the other side of that table, and the ask is simple. Bring one model you already have. Run. The first answer is free and needs no data. I will tell you which of the four lock tests it is most likely to fail, and why. If you want the real thing, we run all four on your historical data inside your own environment and hand you a signed record. Nothing leaves the building, and there is no NDA needed to scope it. And the ask is simple. ICH, triage, is the same discipline in an offline device. If you build clinical AI, I am not your enemy. I am the validation package you can hand to a regulator or a procurement committee and say, someone who was trying to break this could not, and here is the receipt. That is worth more than another leaderboard number. If you are a clinician or a researcher, this is the ask I care about most today. The hospital size finding needs a pre-registered replication, and it needs someone who can interpret what a small community ICU actually does differently. I have the procedure, the code, and the data sets. I need the clinical partner and the site. If that could be you, or if you just want to name a model and hear which test it would fail, I am at the conference all 3 days. Come find me, or use the form on this page, or email me at adam@rockside.com. If your AI has to be right, it should first survive an attempt to prove it wrong. Thank you for listening. I'm Adam Dickens. I'm here all 3 days. Come find me.